Well, it sounds like a broken record, and actually we are breaking some records. More warm temperatures. We hit 88 yesterday, which means we rather easily broke the record high of 85 degrees set way back in 1962. It was the third record high temperature of this month so far. We continue to ascend on the list of warmest Februarys on record. We are headed for tying the most 80-degree days during the month of February, which will be 16 by the time we get to Monday. And we just fell just a tad short of that all-time record high of 89 degrees for the month of February yesterday when we hit that 88-degree reading. We still may get to 89 or 90 between now and Tuesday. So hang on, and we'll see how this goes. But record warmth again today. Areas of fog early this morning will dissipate. Temperatures reach the upper 80s this afternoon. The record is 88, also set in 1962. And again, about a solid 18 degrees above average. We dropped to near 60 degrees tonight. Now, your weekend, we continue to see a little bit of an onshore flow tomorrow. It's not particularly strong. It will still be warm, above average temperatures, just not quite as warm as it has been. I'm looking at about 84 for Jacksonville. The record is 87. We should hang mostly in the mid to upper 70s at the beaches, perhaps briefly touching 80 degrees before dropping into the 70s. So it will be cooler at the beaches, and that may promote a little bit of sea fog at times as well. And then by Sunday, we go back to offshore winds out of the west, and that'll allow temperatures to warm again, and some of that 80-degree air will get all the way to the beaches. So Sunday's the warmest day of the weekend, but still very, very mild tomorrow, quite warm tomorrow as well. So if you are headed to the beaches, seas only averaging at 2 to 3 feet, surf only about 1 to 2 feet, a low rip current risk. Water temperatures are still chilly, but starting to climb now with all the warm weather we've had recently, up around 64 degrees or so, which for this time of year, really, quite honestly, it's not too bad. You wouldn't catch me in that water. But for late February, 64-degree ocean water is a little bit above average. And looking at sunburn times as low as 15 to 20 minutes or so, given the sunshine, the abundant sunshine, and, of course, the warm temperatures, too, and an increasing sun angle now as we head toward the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, which is a little more than a few weeks away. And remember, just 2 weeks from Sunday, we spring forward as well with our clocks yet again, which brings me to the sun rise, which is now before 7 a.m., just a little bit before 7 a.m., but in 2 weeks it'll be well after 7:30 again because we're springing forward 1 hour. But, of course, sunset then is going to be after 7:30 in the evening, and we're also gaining 2 to 3 minutes of daylight now over the next couple of weeks, quite a bit each and every day. We do have this weekend Monster Jam tomorrow evening. That's at 7 o'clock in Jacksonville. You know, Monster Jam's kind of notorious for some nasty weather in Jacksonville at times, but not this time around. Partly sunny skies, temperatures falling through the 70s during the evening, so it looks great for Monster Jam Saturday evening. And a good-looking weekend overall with the warm temperatures. When do we catch a break from the nearly nonstop warm temperatures? Well, it still looks like Tuesday. That cool front will dip into the area. Some clouds will move in. A few brief showers, but it will not be significant rain. And that's starting to become a significant story. We had a terrible accident yesterday with a semi on I-95 in Nassau County that resulted in a fire. The semi caught fire, and then so did the brush and trees around it. So it's very dry, and we are susceptible to wildfires, and that only continues to grow. I don't see that changing or ending anytime soon. But the cool front coming in on Tuesday at least brings slightly cooler temperatures with highs in the 70s to around 80 degrees instead of going well into the 80s. But we warm up again by Thursday quite a bit late next week, Thursday and Friday, but that's ahead of a stronger cold front and stronger storm system that will bear watching. With any luck, that brings us a little bit better shot at some rain and a little bit better shot of cooler air come next weekend, but that's quite a long ways away, obviously. Always more. Check it out in the Burrish blog. I've tweeted out about our beautiful conjunction that we've had and written about the beautiful conjunction of Venus and Jupiter in the western sky during the evening, which will reach its closest point, closest rendezvous, if you will, on March 1st. Talked about a little bit about the warm temperatures of recent times, and also the numbers are in for all of the solar energy and wind energy produced last year across the lower 48. Some maps on that's kind of interesting, too. So have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.